Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, and today we are also joined by Alyssa Poland. She is the Admission and Marketing Coordinator for Perry Lutheran Homes. So Alyssa and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
So Alyssa, we'll start with you. First of all, the reason that we have in here today is primarily because we're talking about next week's Chamber Coffee. So why don't you tell me a little bit about why you wanted to be involved with this?
We always want to be involved in anything happening within Perry, and we have a lot of things happening within Perry Lutheran Homes currently with different transitions and different things happening within the community. We will be transitioning our assisted living 9 apartments at our Willis campus location into private skilled suites, so that's really exciting. The construction should start this fall, and we're looking to open those to the public beginning of 2020. We are also going to be accepting 2 awards from Leading Age. One is for the Public Trust Award for our Step Up Challenge, which is serving together our elderly with passion. And then also Bill Van Fleet will be getting Board Member of the Year Award. So that'll be our 8th award in 6 years from Leading Age. We will also be partnering with the Perry community to provide senior fellowship meals starting September 1st. So that's new and exciting for us as well. So we can continue providing those weekly meals and socialization for the elderly within our community.
All right. So focusing on the Chamber Coffee event, what can people expect when they come to Perry Lutheran Homes Willis Avenue campus next Friday?
We will be offering a variety of refreshments made by our dietary department, and we will also be offering tours of our award-winning memory care neighborhoods, as well as our ICF level of care, and we'll also be able to show you where our new construction will be taking place in anticipation of those private skilled suites opening.
All right, what would you say to people to encourage them to give this Chamber Coffee a visit and see what's going on there?
Perry Lutheran Homes is ever changing, and we have certainly changed in the last 10 years. I don't believe we're the typical nursing home or elderly community, and so we're always looking for ways to connect with the community. So we encourage you to come and visit with us and see what we're all about.
All right, now focusing a little bit more on some of the stuff that you mentioned before, the fellowship meals, that's a pretty big deal because I know the city was a little concerned about what was going to become of those. So talk about your involvement with that.
So we are able to partner with the city to just provide our cooks and dietary staff in order to continue providing those meals. So our dietary department will be working closely with the fellowship meals and everyone who's run that program so far in order to continue to provide those meals at the McCrary Center. So we're really excited to be part of that and continue that and provide socialization and just a weekly fellowship meal.
For sure. And that partnership really kind of got started with the Run Through Time event, correct?
Yes, it did. So we were able to donate to the fellowship meal $1,000 from this last Run Through Time that took place in July. So that was nice to be able to not only provide them with the money, but end up partnering with the dietary staff as well.
All right. Now, the upcoming awards, those will be presented later this month, correct?
Yes. September 11th, we will be traveling to Cedar Rapids to receive those awards at the Leading Age Conference.
Okay, will you be having any sort of recognition of it here in Perry?
Yes, we will. We'll announce that at a later date once we get that set in stone.
All right. Well, Alyssa Poland with Perry Lutheran Homes, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I don't think so right now. Thank you.
All right. Now we will bring in Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. Focus more on the chamber aspect of this. First of all, anything else about the chamber coffee that you'd like to mention?
Just that it is open to the public, but we also hope that a lot of our chamber members come out. It's a great chance to get the behind-the-scenes view of some of our chamber members that are hosting, also networking and sharing information about what's going on with other areas of the community. So it's always a great group of folks that come out and always a nice chance to keep up to date with what's going on.
All right, and I don't think we mentioned it, but what time is it at?
It's at 8 a.m., so the second Friday of each month, and this month's date would be Friday, September 13th.
Yes. All right, now moving on and talking about a couple other things here. You have a workshop coming up towards the end of the month. We've discussed it before, part of your Better My Business program. So far, a good response to this, correct?
That's right. So we are partnering with Iowa State Extension and Outreach to host this workshop with one of the outreach specialists to provide the presentation. And so far we have a number of people registered, but it's a good mix between Perry folks and outside of Perry area, because it is open to anyone, especially with it being presented by Dallas County Extension. So this is just a really good chance to dive deep into grant writing, whether it's your first time, whether you're seasoned at that skill. There's always something to learn and always a good way to tell your story and get out there in front of those funding opportunities. So whether it's through the Chambers Hotel Motel, whether it's the Dallas County Foundation, other local area grants, state, federal level, this will be a good workshop for those that are able to apply to those.
All right. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today is something that we talk about quite a bit, but that's because it's such a fertile topic. That's the farmers market. You have the final special farmers market coming up here pretty quickly. What can you tell me about this event?
That's right. So our regular weekly farmers market goes through the end of September. So the last day will be the 26th. But the week before, on the 19th, we have our regular third Thursday event series. And this month we will have Health and Wellness Night. So we've got a number of partners that are joining us for one night to kind of have a little bit of a health fair, a little bit of a wellness kind of outreach, if you will. So there are other similar events like that in the community, but this is kind of a way to bring it out with our farmers market and partner with what we already have going on. So we're really excited about that, just because the last few that we've done have been really successful. It's great to see new faces down at the farmers market, regulars coming out and having that be a social gathering space on a weekly basis. But then there's also lots of great items to get there too, with produce kind of the peak of the season right now, with a lot of things coming on. Sweet corn's almost done, but tomatoes and zucchini are going nuts, and pumpkins and other squash are coming on. So it's fun to see that evolution throughout the season and folks coming down on a weekly basis and really building that up. So we even have new vendors even, you know, this last week. So that's been exciting to see that continue to build and grow for a weekly event.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Basuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's about it for now, but just getting excited about some of the fall activities that we have coming up, working with the downtown merchants to put on a sip and shop event later this month. So more details on that, just reminding folks that there's a lot of great opportunities to shop local. We've got a lot of great service providers here in the community. So it's a great time to be here in Perry and a lot of great things happening.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Lindsay, and Alyssa as well. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Alyssa Poland and Lindsay Basuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.